We're on a mission, a secret mission, in fact. We're fishing, and we can't let anyone see where. Allow me to explain. The crew I'm with is tasked with catching a halibut, tagging it for the fishing derby, and releasing it back into waters not too far from town. Aaron Powell takes us through the game plan.
Hopefully it's a small enough halibut we can just get it on board, tag it, and let him go.
Yeah.
That's plan A. B, we haven't got there yet.
And Sean Curley.
And if he don't want to give, then he might not get tagged. We'll see if he wants to be famous or not.
If they're successful, the fish they catch will be worth $10,000. But not for them, somebody else. And only if it's caught between August 30th and September 2nd. After that, it's just an ordinary halibut, which are tasty but not worth thousands of dollars. These guys can brag about how many halibut they've caught over the decades, but neither has ever tried to catch, tag, and release one of these whoppers. Halibut can weigh up to hundreds of pounds, after all, so they're understandably nervous. They can't kill or injure it either, or else it won't survive for the derby. In less than an hour, Curly gets a bite, a big bite.
There he is. Oh, perfect size. This guy gave him the boat.
In the boat or on the edge?
I don't want to lose this tag overboard. He starts thrashing. He's going to jab that thing through my finger.
The guys bring the fish on board. It squirms violently on the deck of the 30-foot boat.
Okay, yeah.
Right, Curly pins it down.
Nope. This
right there?
Yeah.
Powell pierces its skin with the metal tag.
Okay, he's tagged.
Boom. Tagged.
And then it's over.
There he goes.
Oh, he's healthy.
He's tagged.
Good job, buddy.
Wrangell's right. Chamber of Commerce is getting creative with its fishing competitions. Since the King Derby was effectively shut down due to state conservation measures last year, the chamber responded with a coho derby. It hasn't garnered the same interest. So this year, the chamber tweaked the coho derby a bit, partly by adding a halibut competition and the chance to win $10,000.
If we get some people participating, we'll try to do it again. And if we don't, it will just be something that was.
The chamber paid a fee to insure the fish. In case someone does catch it, the company, Hole in One, would pay out the cash prize. Vice President Bob Schuchel says the odds for this competition are proprietary information, but he did say it's
then lower odds than hitting the lottery. Let's put it that way. All right.
But it has been done. Homer's Chamber hosts a halibut derby as well, though it's a totally different game. Homer's Derby lasts 4 months, and they release 100 tagged fish. And Homer's Chamber director, Debbie Speakman, says there's been some big prizes.
And in prior years, we actually had a truck won. So it was, we always said that there's a fish out there swimming with a truck. And a woman out of, I want to say, Kenai Sodotna, won that truck.
With a long derby and many more tagged fish, clearly the odds are better. Speakman says about a fourth of tagged fish are usually caught, but only two have huge cash payouts at $25,000 and $10,000. In more than 10 years, no one's caught those fish. Wrangell's Halibut Derby closes at 9 p.m. on September 2nd. The heaviest weighed halibut wins $700. September 2nd also marks the end of the month-long coho derby. Near Wrangell, in an undisclosed location, I'm June Loeffler.